Clog, where one of the things I love about a drive to Clon is the drive down the hill into the roundabout, and on the left-hand side you have Buckley's Fine Art Clonakilty Gallery. Of course, they have the gallery on Fenn's Quay, which is currently still showing some fabulous Philip Gray work. But the gallery in Clonakilty sent an email onto me, and there was this artist that just jumped off the screen. I have to say, her paintings made me smile when I was just looking at them in the email, so I can't wait to see them in person, and Drive to Clon is definitely long overdue. The artist's name is Sharon McDade, and just when I was going through so many things on the internet that had bad news, and this woman made me smile by just looking at her work, phoned Mark Buckley and asked him about this artist.
Well, Sharon McDade is an artist that we have been looking at for many years. She's originally from Donegal, and she's exactly like her work. She's a bright, cheerful person who, you know, she's always got a little witticism for everybody, and it comes through in her paintings. And I suppose as we were watching her in the RDS, she was the first artist that regular customers would always come to.
Wow.
You know, she was the one that as soon as the doors opened, Sharon McDade was under pressure from the word go. And it took us a number of years to kind of secure her for the gallery because she's so busy. But the fact that she's in Donegal on the opposite end of the island to Clonakilty meant that it was hard enough to beat her into submission. But I'm glad to say we have, finally.
Okay.
And the work, you can see from her work that it's very appropriate for Clon, because she lives on the same kind of coastline as West Cork. It's rugged coastline with a lot of beach, a lot of wind-blown trees, a lot of unusual light. So her work is very explorative about the life around her, and it's the kind of stuff, it has to put a smile on your face. When you look at a Sharon McDade, the first thing it's going to do is make you smile, and that's why the name of the show is Characters at Springtime, because the characters in her paintings are sheep, crows, the odd cow, and the odd inanimate object like a boat on a pebbled seashore. So these little images are the kind of images that we associate with coastal life. And the way you put a character into a crow, you know, the way a crow is so he's like an old fellow walking around. And that's exactly what she does with her pictures. So if you look at the pictures on BuckleyFineArts.com, we say, for those who can't get to the gallery, everything is on the website, you'll know exactly what I mean as soon as you look at those images.
Well, it's great, I suppose, a great coup for you as well, as you say, she's an artist that you've been watching for a while. And it's an aspect of the business, I suppose, that unless you're involved in the industry, you wouldn't be aware of. Gallery owners who have to go out there and secure the artists you want, because I suppose we're so familiar with the other side of the business of artists who are trying to get a forum in which to exhibit.
Well, our original business plan, Elmarie, was to kind of do the donkey work for people who wanted to invest. And so we wanted to pitch ourselves so that a new investor, or a young investor, or somebody who's new to the whole world of art could come to us, where we would offer a very open, candid couple of the two galleries are the most comfortable galleries you'll ever walk into. You know, you get a welcome and a cup of coffee and a chat. And proof of what we've been doing over the years, you know, we've always been looking for artists who are going to go on to great things. And in the most recent edition of the Buyer's Guide to Irish Art, which comes out every 2 years, the latest edition came out this month, and 17 of our artists are in that.
Wow.
Now, that's quite a coup for us. I don't think there's another gallery in Ireland with as many artists listed, you know. But it's testament to the work that we've been doing now through the years at pointing out the artists that are going to make an impact on the marketplace for years to come. And the great thing about art like that is it's not just an investment. It's the art that people love, you know. It doesn't necessarily have to be highbrow and intellectual. It's just the art that people can connect with. And that's what you want on your wall, something you can connect with and put a smile on your face or make you think about something every time you look at it.
Well, it certainly happened for me anyway when I was scrolling through the emails. As I said, it just jumped off the screen, and I can't wait to see them actually in the flesh. When you talk there about investment, and let's take, for example, the work of Sharon McDade in this new exhibition, which is opening this week, what sort of...
That just runs out there, so I have to start a new recording.